2 months after their Amsterdam Bed In for Peace drew worldwide attention, John Lennon and Yoko Ono decided to do it again. On this date, May 21st, 1969, they entered the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal, and when they got out of bed, they recorded one of the most iconic songs of protest, Give Peace a Chance. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. They originally planned the protest for New York City, but John Lennon's pot conviction from the previous year prevented him from entering the United States. Lying in bed, dressed in white pajamas, they answered questions from reporters nonstop every day from morning till night in four rooms at the hotel, along with friends Dick Gregory, Allen Ginsberg, and Timothy Leary, and Petula Clark, who was performing in Montreal, ultimately joined the group. As the group gathered in numbers, a local producer and engineer was invited, and John Lennon and comedian Tommy Smothers played acoustic guitars while the guests all sang the chorus. The percussion was produced by anything found in the hotel: telephone books, ashtrays, bells. After one practice run-through, the recording began, but the audio quality wasn't great, so a few studio musicians were brought in to fill out the sound, but still to remain in the spirit of the original recording. The song was released as the very first single by the Plastic Ono Band on July 7th, 1969, and actually listed Paul McCartney as a songwriter, even though he had nothing to do with the composition. It would ultimately reach number 14, but it all began on this day, May 21st, 1969, when John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their second Bed In for Peace in Montreal. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.